think that's really the good news. That I think transmission-wise, we'll keep the numbers down.
Well, I guess it's a race now between the vaccine and the new variants, right?
Montag, Lieben, Glauben, Globen.
It's WGXC 90.7 FM.
Right.
Acra.
Keep going.
Hudson, Catskill, Phoenicia, and lots of other places.
That's an interesting addition.
And Valencia.
And
or
Valencia.
As they usually call it when you first land in Columbia County.
Valati.
Valati.
Very well done. Did you mention the online way to
use? And online at WGXC.org.
Yes.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Gemini Construction, a full-service contracting firm specializing in complete electrical construction services. Gemini Construction, serving Greene and surrounding counties for over 40 years. For more information, contact 518-622-9829.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Elizabeth Powell Leather Items of Craryville, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. Become a WGXC sustaining supporter today. Go to WGXC.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
A Lone Star State, global heating plunges Texas into a deadly deep freeze. I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now! With Dennis Moynihan and our weekly Breaking the Sound Barrier podcast. Texas, the proud, independent Lone Star State, is suffering a humanitarian catastrophe caused by its short-sighted denial of the climate crisis and lack of federal regulation. Warming air over the Arctic is the likely reason that the polar vortex, a huge mass of cold air over the North Pole, moves south, plunging Texas and surrounding states into an unprecedented deep freeze. Millions have been left for days without power, water, and heat, and nearly 40 people have died. A second winter storm hit the state as it reeled from the vortex. Republican Governor Greg Abbott falsely blamed the state's electrical grid failure on renewable energy.
This shows how the Green New Deal would be a deadly deal for the United States of America.
That's Governor Abbott speaking to Fox News. Even Abbott's own energy department refuted his claims. The freezing air blanketing the region did shut down about half of Texas's wind turbines, but still, that only accounted for 13% of the overall power loss. The larger cause of the catastrophe was frozen fossil fuel infrastructure, disabling coal, oil, frac gas facilities, and even nuclear power generation. Governor Abbott's lies may warm the hearts of his corporate fossil fuel donors, but they won't help the millions of Texans struggling to survive in the freezing cold, and they won't protect Texas from future extreme weather events that are sure to follow. Texas has itself largely to blame for the severity of its power grid's failure. Most of the continental United States draws power from two main electrical grids, one in the east and the other in the west. Texas, however, operates its own isolated grid, often described as an island. President Franklin Delano Roosevelt created the Federal Power Commission in 1935 as part of the New Deal to regulate interstate electricity. Texas power companies rebelled and decided to go it alone, keeping the state's grid entirely in state. The system developed over the decades into ERCOT, the Electric Reliability Council of Texas. As the largest state by area in the lower 48, and with significant oil, gas, and coal within its borders, and plenty of sun and wind, Texas is perhaps better positioned than any other state to attempt energy independence. But the devil is in the details. ERCOT touts its freedom from federal regulation and devotion to the free market for its success over the decades. Texas energy officials endlessly brag about ERCOT's ability to power all the state's air conditioners during its famously hot summers. But there's never been any incentive for power producers to spend money winterizing their facilities. As this week's Arctic cold shut down power plants across the state, Texas could not draw electricity from out-of-state sources, creating a cascade of calamities disproportionately hitting low-income communities and communities of color.
We are the alone star state.
That's Professor Robert Bullard, known as the father of environmental justice, speaking on the Democracy Now! NewsHour from Houston soon after his power had been restored.
The impact of this storm is more than just power outages and inconveniences for those communities that historically have been impacted by energy insecurity, energy poverty.
Cities and towns across Texas are issuing boil notices as water treatment plants go offline. But many families can't boil water without electricity. Stories are surfacing of people breaking apart furniture to burn for heat. Again, Professor Robert Bullard.
And I think people who are suffering right now and hurting with no power, no money, no water, no form of transportation to get to the grocery store to get water, where there is no water, bottled water in the stores or food. They want to see action and answers, and there will even the officials are calling for an investigation, but a real investigation would actually start pointing back to individuals that are in charge, and so I think the idea of Texas not being part of the union has really been a textbook example of how not to do it. We are a failed state right now.
This is happening in the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic. Texans are flocking to crowded indoor warming centers, risking possible exposure to the coronavirus in search of heat. Meanwhile, the already stressed vaccine distribution networks have been shut down and vaccination centers shuttered. It's unclear how many doses of the refrigeration-dependent vaccines will have to be tossed out because of Texas's failed independent power grid. Texas is also the nation's biggest jailer, where prisoners are being especially hard hit. Lack of heat, running water, and food shortages are worsening already desperate conditions. Texas's elected leaders, from Governor Greg Abbott, U.S. Senators Ted Cruz and John Cornyn, to Attorney General Ken Paxton, all Republicans, are also committed climate change deniers. As the thaw comes slowly to Texas and the heat, lights, and water turn back on, Texans will have to decide to join the global community fighting human-caused climate disruption or to insist on going it alone, come hell or high water. I'm Amy Goodman with Dennis Moynihan.
You know, I was listening to the radio and I heard this thing!
90.7 FM. Listener-supported radio.
Be honest with you, Ambash, it was a blessing for me.
Okay.
I say this for a reason.
You know, let's say that's my I made him a million. We are rich. I ain't trying to have babies right now, so we put a rubber, but I got a rub. Know this money bring Evie, you probably won't be me, but bro, we can't be by no small. Overseas got a crowd doing my shit. Can't believe that I'm still in apartments. Businessman went and got me in office. Me and Dollar deals, I get them often. Me and Dollar was serving on Spawn Street. Holla G, he gon' stay with the chopstick. I got robbed, that shit made me a monster. He bitch, you notice my sister, my mama's. Now they houses as big as they want them. I didn't run out no motherfuckers. Look at little dumb. Living like we in a race, I might come in first and second, but I won't ever be last. Lately I've been in my bag, but told me don't take my foot off the gas. They give you an inch, gonna take you a mile. I'ma shoot by myself like a technical foul. City to city, got girls going wild, and I reach for my chain when I jump in the crowd. Lambo solo got a squad. We finally made it, let's pop us a bottle. I took the lead and let everyone follow. They know I'm running it right to the bank. They want me to ease up, I didn't leave them any breathing room. Sorry, I told them I can't. Heard you a rat, so you know what's gonna happen whenever we catch you. I run with them snakes. Keep all the moves I've been making. By the time I get 40, I gotta be one of them greats. Watch how I move with this paper. I know if I stoop up one time, they gon' try to come take it. Real is it getting, these niggas be faking. I don't want they vibes, so they hand ain't shaking. She on that 42 straight with no chaser. I'm trying to get out of here and go taste it.
Yeah, my diamonds be BBs. They don't wanna see us on TV unless it's the news. I got something to prove. Yeah, I'm young, but got something to lose. In the street, I done paid all my dues. No extortion, ain't talking about literally. I be walking on beats, is you hearing me? I just pray that my kids be a bigger me. They can't get rid of me. My diamonds be BBs. They don't wanna see us on TV unless it's the news. I got something to prove. Yeah, I'm young, but got something to lose. In the street, I done paid all my dues. No extortion, ain't talking about literally. I be walking on beats, is you hearing me? I just pray that my kids be a bigger me. They can't get rid of me. Wake up every day, somebody harassing me. I got rich, they need money, they asking me. I was sitting in jail, they look out for me. Ones who need me, no same ones who doubted me. I been handling my own, they can vouch for me. They'll way down with me, know that she proud of me. Turn the heat up, ain't nobody hot as me. Everywhere dollars be, that's how I gotta be. I didn't gave her the word, now she not leaving. Said she love me to death, told her stop breathing. He try do what I do, but we not even. I want all of the beef, I am not vegan. Boy, you said it was smoke. Speaking, Vince, the door drop the top. I can't stop speeding. Trying to see if this bitch hit the top speed. Hit it from the back, have a knock. Call me, baby. I control the rock. If the rap slow, I control the block. Yeah, I'm really it. And you nah. Got a couple coups. I can drop the top. I done made it. Nigga. All these digits coming in. I'm saving for the bigger picture. No one day I need them. Might as well get used to me. My biggest fear is ending up where used to be. Yeah, yeah, my diamonds be BBs. They don't wanna see us on TV unless it's the news. I got something to prove. Yeah, I'm young, but got something to lose. In the street, I done paid all my dues. No extortion, ain't talking about literally. I be walking on beats, is you hearing me? I just pray that my kids be a bigger me. They can't get rid of me. My diamonds be BB. They don't wanna see us on TV unless it's the news. I got something to prove. Yeah, I'm young, but got something to lose. In the street, I done paid all my dues. No extortion, ain't talking about literally.
Welcome to Clubhouse Radio, live from the Catskill Youth Clubhouse on 90.7 FM at WGXC Broadcasting Acre Catskill in Hudson. The song that you were just listening to was by Lil Baby, and it was called Something to Prove. Stay tuned for some more great music and discussion. We're going to kick off our show after our local news and weather.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Nick Reisman is reporting for State of Politics. The Assembly GOP on Thursday, February 15th, moved to begin impeachment proceedings against Governor Andrew Cuomo as the controversy surrounding nursing homes during the COVID-19 pandemic continue. The resolution, as proposed by Republicans, would create an impeachment commission to investigate the governor's handling of nursing homes and efforts to conceal data of resident fatalities during the pandemic. A 60-day deadline would be set for the commission to conduct its work and release findings to lawmakers. Assembly Minority Leader Will Barclay said, and I quote, Cuomo administration's nursing home cover-up is one of the most alarming scandals we've seen in state government, end quote. Cuomo has acknowledged his office should have moved faster to release data on nursing home deaths during the pandemic, but said it first had to respond to a federal inquiry last year. A Cuomo ally, State Democrat Chairman Jay Jacobs, blasted the impeachment move. Jacobs said in an interview, and I quote, I think it's the height of hypocrisy for a group that was silent when a Republican president was referring to the pandemic as a Democrat hoax and threatening to withhold PPE and other vital supplies to New York State. We heard nothing from them, end quote. Senate Democrats are expected to soon scale back Cuomo's power granted last year to respond to the pandemic. Assembly Democrats are expected to discuss that issue on Monday in a closed-door meeting. In New York history, only one governor, William Sulzer, in 1913, has ever been impeached and removed from office. And you can read the full story in nystateofpolitics.com. Sarah Tapton is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Greene County lawmakers approved the 2021 contract with Twin County Recovery Service February 17th after initial concern that the county would have to make up the difference caused by a proposed 20% state aid cut. There was also worry over a $19,000 increase in the contract and if services had been reduced due to the pandemic. Republican legislator James Davis said at the Health Services Committee meeting, and I quote, I see they are raising their budget this year. All I've heard on the news this whole year is that substance abuse users have been having problems because services have been cut. So why is the budget going up? End quote. Greene County Director of Mental Health Jason Friedenberg said services have not been cut at this point. Friedenberg said the increase was due to cost of living adjustment and it is awarded by the state for fringe increases. Greene County Administrator Sean Groden said if the county does not get reimbursed the 20% from the state, it would not pay the full value of the contract each quarter. He said, and I quote, if the 20% is going to be cut, we would not have paid that out to begin with. This is pass-through money, end quote. He went on to say, and I quote, if we don't get it, we don't pay it out, end quote. The full legislature later unanimously approved the contract. And you can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Andrea Mako is reporting for Porcupine Soup. Kelly's Pharmacy in Greenville will likely be granted a zoning variance for the COVID-19 testing pod now located in its parking lot, according to town attorney Tal Rapalia. The setback variance is scheduled to be voted on at the March 9th meeting of the Greenville Zoning Board of Appeals. The setback is required under town law because the pod is located too close to the firehouse. The pod is located in the last two parking spots behind the pharmacy. Rapalia said, and I quote, I'm pretty sure the ZBA is going to approve it, end quote. Pharmacist Quinn Kelly said that when they installed the pod in December, they were under the impression it did not require a building permit. But under town law, it does. The pod sits approximately 24 feet from the firehouse, and the concrete buffers next to the pod, installed to keep vehicles from hitting it, measure roughly 22 feet from the firehouse. The property is owned by Tasting Lab owner, ZBA Chairman Thomas Vance. Vance is also a pharmacy neighbor, and he provided written permission for the pod to be installed. He said Vance will recuse himself from voting on the variance. The pod is used to conduct COVID-19 testing outside of the pharmacy itself to keep potentially ill people away from the public. Kelly said close to 1,500 tests have been conducted at the location since January when they opened the pod. Approximately 12% of those tests have come back positive, he said. And you can read the full story in Porcupine Soup. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
Hello and welcome to the better weather for Friday, February 19th. 21 degrees in West Durham and 25 in Burton this morning. Temperatures reach a high of 32 degrees at 2 p.m., giving us a chance for the snow to end as rain this afternoon. Before it does, it's expected to drop another inch and a half on the region. Best bet is to avoid travel today if possible. Temperatures drop to 20 overnight, then spring back up to 34 with a chance of light snow around noon tomorrow. Sunday will be dry with a high of 34 again. Monday, it looks like another round of light snow is expected. Today's tide schedule is low at 2:03 a.m., high at 8:14 a.m., low again at 3:15 p.m., and high again at 8:46 p.m. Sunset today will be at 5:18 p.m. and sunrise tomorrow will be at 6:42 a.m. Looking way up, we see a solar wind stream approaching our Little Rock with a G1 class magnetic storm predicted for Sunday. Solar wind speeds are currently 376 kilometers per second at 14 protons per milliliter. The 24-hour predicted KP index is 2, quiet. Current sunspot number is 12. And this has been The Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Hilo Catskill, cafe, bar, art gallery, and performance space located at 365 Main Street, Catskill, New York. Wayfarm's WGXC is pleased to broadcast live from Hilo every Tuesday morning starting at 9 a.m. In addition, Hilo live events are streamed and broadcast in conjunction with the Wavefarm Radio Transmit Partner Program.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Melissa Alftermar and Tony Stone of Hudson, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
Okay, clubhouse, it's the fun house, it's the best house, bit of a mess house or stress house. We joke around or can be serious, so come here being racist or delirious. We don't make fun of, we don't bully, don't pull on the back of nobody hoodie. Accept everybody the way they are, just facts, cause every time we sign in we make a pact. Cause it's the clubhouse, it's the fun house, it's the best house, bit of a mess house, no stress house. We follow the rules, community guidelines too, so nobody here acting a fool. We got radio, we got tracks, then we hit the art room and relax. Now we about to hit a throwback. Don't hog that remote, Bubba. You better give me the remote. Give me the remote, Bubba. Cause it's the clubhouse, it's the fun house, it's the best house, bit of a mess house, no stress house. And this house make nobody feel inferior, cause anyone can have a great interior. Yo, we special, yo, we cool, so come on down and be a part of the clubhouse crew. I'm out.
You were just listening to an original clubhouse theme song made in our tracks music program by DJ AJ. Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio. So today on the show, we have myself, Imani, hosting. On sound engineer, we have...
DJ Shamani.
And on Skype, helping out, we got Phoebes here. If you want
to
say hi.
Hey, good to be with you.
Hello.
Hey.
And we have another guest. We have another guest that we're basically going to be interviewing. If you want to introduce yourself.
I am Cheryl Kay. My full name is Cheryl K. Simister Masterson, but no one wants to deal with the Simister Masterson. It's just too much. So I go by Cheryl K.
Hi, Cheryl.
Hey.
Hi. That's good to know. That sounded like a mouthful.
Yeah. So today we just have a few questions for you.
Sure.
So when did you start doing radio?
Okay.
Sorry. Disclaimer. Yes. Cheryl also does radio shows. She also has her own radio show.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I had to throw that in there.
Yep. I host the Jazz Disturbance on Sundays from 11 to 1, except the fourth Sunday of the month, and the WGXC morning show on Wednesdays. But I started doing radio it's been over 27 years. And, wow. You know, just as a young person, I was really interested in the radio. I was always a music person. I played in orchestra and band in elementary, middle, and high school. But I started listening more and more to FM radio. And back in the day, you could call a DJ and say, hey, can I come visit you? And I did. I was in Massachusetts at the time, and I visited the big NPR affiliate station, WGBH in Boston. And I got to know the gentleman who hosted the jazz programs. Mm. I really liked jazz.
That's okay. Cool. I couldn't imagine doing something for that long. Like, I know, like, school is sort of just like that, but, like, outside of school, like, that's really cool to be so committed, like, every month. Is it week?
Every week. Wow. Yeah. I don't know. It's just something I like to do. It's my hobby. You know, okay. Radio is my hobby. I don't always get paid, but it keeps me honest, keeps me out there, keeps me listening all the time to music.
Yeah. Mm.
Now, if you don't mind me asking, like, did you have any people that, like, influenced you to, like, keep going? Like, as year went on? Because, like, the radio can get, like, pretty repetitive at times.
It can, and that's why for most of my career I've been in either college or community radio. I have tried being into commercial radio, but it, like you said, it's very constricting. You have to do what they say, and I'm not always good at that.
Yeah, me either. Yeah. I heard you.
I don't really like following the rules like that.
Yeah, I mean, you know, WGXC, of course, has its rules, but there's a lot of flexibility. And as a person who programs music, I can play whatever I want to.
Mm. Yeah, that's cool. I like that. Honestly, my mom could tell you that I don't like listening to what people tell me to do either.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But it's like things that I know that I could change, like things that I know, I feel like I know better sometimes. Yep. Not all the times though, because I'm not like that, I promise. But So like, can you explain like your show, like what do you do on your show, like what is it about?
Okay, so what I say about my show, and I'll actually just read the description. This is what I say. You know, you're in tune to WGXC 90.7 FM, and then I'll introduce my show, The Jazz Disturbance, which features jazz and other improvisational music. And I get to play jazz usually from, I play music mostly from after 1940. Not that I don't like traditional jazz, because jazz is a little over 100 years old, but I tend to stick with the genres of bop, hard bop, and a lot of contemporary jazz artists. So when I play music, a lot of the music is by musicians who are alive.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I have the opportunity to interview a lot of young, upcoming jazz and improvisational artists.
Okay.
That's interesting.
Now, what was, like, the biggest, I would say, like, struggle for you? Getting started, like.
Yep. It was to try to have the confidence to go on air and play this type of music. I really liked it, but I was always intimidated by the more seasoned programmers who'd been playing jazz and in jazz bands, because I was so young and they were not as young. So it was always a lot of anxiety about what to say and what to play, because I felt like the whole world was listening to me. And after a while, I figured out, that's not true. You know, I don't have to know everything time I step up to the mic.
That's true. Yeah. So this was it was like that when you first started?
That's how it was when I first started. Okay. Then I started to get real.
Mm-hmm. Get real. What do you mean by that?
Well, just not to try to be anything that I wasn't. I was insecure, so I let that insecurity just flow through me onto the mic until I got better at speaking and at programming music, you know? Mm-hmm. I started to be me, a little more authentic.
Personally, when I first started, I was very shaky, very nervous. Yep. I'm telling you, when I would come in here, I'd like start shaking, almost crying. Like, it was bad. But it's like I kept on pushing myself to do it, and I have a lot of people in here that push me to do it. And honestly, now I feel so much more comfortable, so much more confident. And that goes for like for the show and actually in my own life too. Like I'm way more confident than I used to be before I started the show.
Oh, I'm so touched. Honestly. We pushed you out.
Yeah. I used to be so shy. It was ridiculous.
Her gimmick was we forced her to do the radio show, and we just tried to push her to make her better.
Yeah, they forced me to do this.
That's such cap.
But, yeah.
Well, I have to, if you don't mind, I'd like to share something with you.
Go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
Your show is fabulous.
Oh, thank you.
So you do listen to our show.
I listen to it all the time. Your show comes before mine on Sundays. Your show is live on Friday nights, we know. Mm-hmm. But then it's rebroadcast on Sundays from 10 to 11.
Yeah.
And my show starts at 11. And I couldn't think of a better show to follow. So I thank you for the work that you do. You live what you say, and you say what you live, and it comes through just perfectly.
I appreciate
every
so
single
much.
One of you who does the show.
Aww.
And Phoebes, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Thank you.
Phoebes pushes us to do our best.
I know you do. I hear it.
It's actually really fun.
Y'all teach me.
It's fun, like when you meet someone that actually listens to your show. Like, what? People are listening.
Right? Because you're like, whoa, this little platform I have. Mm-hmm. I thought people barely ever listened.
Exactly. Like
people are always listening.
Yeah. It's like, if you're in a car, right, and you're scrolling through, like, all the channels.
Yeah.
Or the stations.
Mm-hmm.
What makes you stop and listen to this one station out of all of them?
Me personally, I would say like it's something like that, like catches your ears, like, mm-hmm. like even if it's like a conversation out, like, oh, I can relate to this, or like, oh, I mess with the beat that's in the background or something, mm-hmm. like that. What would you say?
I grew up in the 70s, mm-hmm. so you know, radio was my friend. In fact, my mother told me that to get me to sleep, she'd put a little transistor radio in the crib with me.
Yeah.
So for me, I like stuff with not just a beat, but with a melody. And I listen to today's music, you know, but I am always drawn back to the 70s music and the 60s.
Okay. That's interesting. Do you have like favorite artists is that like you listen to this day?
I love Steely Dan. Do you know who Steely Dan is?
No, sadly. Please enlighten me.
Steely Dan is a rock group from the 70s. And one of the songs that they wrote had, they talked about their college experience at Bard College.
Mm-hmm.
I'll let you guys look that up, but
no, actually, my friend is actually going to Bard College.
Really?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's cool. She's actually moving out of her house, and I'm, like, scared.
Oh, good.
Yeah. But, yeah. So, why did you start doing radio? Like, what made you just start? Like, was it just, like, the love of, like, did you just love listening to the radio, or like did you listen to radio and just think, oh, I can do that, that's easy?
I liked radio, but I had no intention of going into it. I was just really curious. Mm-hmm. And then when I walked into the different studios in Boston and the town of Lynn, Massachusetts, I'm like, oh, this is really kind of cool what they do. And then they would let me sit down at the board and, you know, look at the knobs and play with the knobs and help program some music. And then I found my voice. I actually found my voice. People told me, you've got a good voice. You sound good on air. I said, really? Oh,
yeah,
wow.
You do,
thanks.
Actually. Like, your voice is very smooth. It sounds like you should be on the radio.
Right.
Yeah, see, you go. There you go.
Now, was there, like, ever, like, any, like, competition, like, with, like, other radio shows? Like, nothing like that? Anything like that?
Was there competition?
Like, was there like a radio show that y'all like went head to head with? Was there like a radio show like y'all like went head to head with? Like,
no.
Who's at the top?
No, I've never been one for competition. I don't like it. I like to work together, work for an overall sound. So
yeah, there was never like
you know, if people were doing that mess, I wasn't involved.
Okay.
So there was never
I feel with WGXC. It's like I'm cheering on everybody on WGXC because it's like we all rise together, you know. It's like every show, we're all in an ecosystem together, supporting each other and doing the very subversive act of like making radio interesting, which is subversive in these times. So I love being part of that. And when I think about Shahi's question about like what makes, or was it Imani's question, like what makes you stay on the radio?
It was Imani's.
You know, I think it was actually your answer, Shahi, that hooked me, right? Of like, what's something different, like, or a conversation that relates to you, right? I think that's what you said. And I'm like, well, what better place to find that conversation than a community radio station where like the news is local, where the commentary is local, where, you know, I just lined up an interview for somebody to come on the show. And, you know, Lincoln, who's one of our other hosts, was like, oh, that, like, I know, like, I already know Andy, he was my basketball coach, right? Like, there's this amazing, deeper way that our conversations can relate to each other. And I think, I just love radio so much, but it's because of this sort of culture.
I feel like it's a lot more cool since there's like children on the radio, because children know what the children want to listen to.
That's so true.
Exactly. And the only way we can continue with this is to reach out to people who are listening right now and ask for their support. This is the WGXC Winter 2020 10th Anniversary On Air Pledge Drive. Okay, everyone with me. Yay!
Yeah,
we're here on Friday night asking for your pledge of support at 518-697-7400. If you'd like to call in and pledge your support, or online at wgxc.org/donate. And as the Clubhouse Radio folks know, we are looking for sustaining members to WGXC, people who will give regularly every single month, so that people like Shahi and Imani, sorry. So they have a place to go on Friday nights.
I
like you a little bit more because you said my name.
Give the people what they want on the radio.
And honestly, the Clubhouse is a very fun place to go to. Okay, if you ever wanted to come down.
Who, me?
Yeah,
even anyone. You.
Do you have food?
Yes.
A lot of food. Oh, no. A lot of food. Yep, she's going to come down here and take our food. Often.
Oh, no.
Yep, I'll take all of it.
We need our nutrients.
But, yeah. So, I think we have about two more questions, right?
Sure.
Enough time.
Now, this question is going to go right after the 6:30 news, because it's pretty close to being 6:30.
All right. So, this question kind of leads into our next segment. Our question is, do you have a celebrity crush? Since our next segment is going to be on celebrity crushes.
Now, before you answer that.
I do, and I'll tell you
before
why.
You answer that, we, if you don't mind.
Sorry?
You could put a pin on that. And as of right now, it is 6:30, so... Since it's 6:30,
it's cool. We can let you answer if you want.
Oh no, if you've got to take a break, go ahead.
Are you okay to stay on with us after?
Yeah, that's
but you're welcome to hang out longer with us.
I'll hang and I'll answer. All right. The
okay. Awesome. That's all I wanted to know.
All right. Great.
Okay.
You can answer this question right now,
if you would like to.
Oh, okay. My celebrity crush is actor Bruce Campbell. If you've ever watched the Evil Dead movies and Ash versus the Evil Dead, hello?
No, I have not.
He's a riot. I love watching him. And at our house, because we live in Columbia County, mm-hmm. we just got internet in November. We've lived here for like 12 years without it. And the minute we got it, we got Hulu, Netflix, and some other things. So I just have been binging on these shows I've missed for like a decade and a half. And I had to watch the Evil Dead stuff. And I love it. I mean, I saw Bruce Campbell like 20 years ago at a meet and greet. And he was just hysterical. So there it is.
Did you say a decade and a half?
Yeah, we've been here for like 12 years. So, all right, 12 years. But yeah, it's messed up. Finally.
Okay, I'm sorry to cut you guys off. But now we're going to go into our 6:30 news.
Do it.
We'll catch you on the other side.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Kenneth C. Crowell II is reporting for the Times Union on the latest details to emerge concerning the late-night brawl over the July 4th weekend at the Kinderhook home of gym owner Alan Rosentrach and County Sheriff's Deputy Kelly Briscoe Rosentrach. Local business owner Harold Handy was allegedly assaulted at a holiday party, suffering injuries that sent him to the intensive care unit at Albany Medical Center Hospital during the early morning hours of July 5th. However, after Briscoe Rosentrach's colleagues in the sheriff's office responded to the scene that night, they told their superiors the man injured in the fight was not severely hurt and that partygoers were too drunk to be interviewed, according to deposition testimony taken by state police. Then, Lieutenant Lewis C. Bray III told the State Police Special Investigations Unit on August 10th that Sergeant Peter Krzyzewskow, commander of the overnight shift, called him at 2 a.m. July 5th to report an assault at Deputy Kelly Rosenstrauss's residence. A 911 call sent deputies and the emergency squad to the residence at 1:27 a.m. Bray said in his deposition, and I quote, "He told me that there was a gathering there and that someone was assaulted. He told me that the rescue squad was tending to the victim, who was uncooperative and intoxicated," end quote. Now, Captain Bray said, based on the information he received, there was, and I quote, "nothing severe," and that no one was in any condition at this time to aid in the investigation. "I instructed Sergeant Grescow to have the deputies conduct whatever initial investigation that they could at that time and to get contact information for everyone that was present," end quote. He added, and I quote, "I also told him that patrols would follow up with the victim once he sobered up and received any needed medical attention," end quote. Later that day, Bray said Sheriff David Bartlett told him Handy was in the ICU. Bray then contacted Sheriff's Office Senior Investigator William Foster to start an investigation on either July 6th or July 7th. Bartlett, who is running for re-election this year, said the case was properly handled. Maria Harborfield, professor of police science at the John Jay School of Criminal Justice in Manhattan, said the case demonstrates the challenges facing police agencies in small towns. Harborfield said, and I quote, "We have all these police departments where everybody knows everybody, where it's hard to investigate your own," end quote. Harborfield said an officer who would have to determine whether a person is too intoxicated to be interviewed is compromised in making that decision if it involves a coworker. And I quote, "The best thing is to immediately notify an external agency," end quote. After State Police Investigation Unit took over the case, the Rosenstrachers, Brian Hagg, an IRS law enforcement agent, and Corey Gaylord, a contractor, were each indicted on felony counts of second-degree gang assault and first-degree unlawful imprisonment and accused of restraining and attacking Harold Handy during the party. All four face additional charges. And you can read the full story in the Times Union. Noah Zweifel is reporting for the Altamont Enterprise. Burn Town Clerk Anita Clayton announced this week that she will not seek a third term in November. Clayton, a Democrat, has worked for the town in various positions for 20 years.
Clayton made the announcement in a letter to the Enterprise, wherein she also blasted the town Democratic Committee for a, and I quote, demeaning, end quote, candidate interview, an allegation that committee chairman Kevin Crozier denies. While denying conversation was a factor in her decision to resign, Clayton described the experience as an interrogation. She said the committee asked her to denounce the current majority Republican administration, which was sworn in on January 1st, 2020, is the lone Democrat on the now four-member board following the sudden resignation of Independence Party member Matthew Harris in early 2021. Clayton wrote, and I quote, "Over and over, I was asked to denounce the current administration. What does that mean to denounce someone? It means to condemn, criticize, attack, censure, revile, and vilify someone. That is not who I am, nor is it the role of the town clerk to engage in this kind of behavior toward elected officials of the town, town employees, or town residents," end quote. No one involved in the interview would provide details of the questions asked, only to say that all candidates were asked the same questions, and that the questions regarded, and I quote, "open government transparency, and issues that have been kept from townspeople," end quote. Crozier maintains that Clayton refused to answer questions during the interview, a charge she denies. A link to Clayton's resignation letter to the editor can be found on the WGXC newsroom page, and you can read more in the Altamont Enterprise. Kenneth C. Crow II is reporting for the Times Union. The New York State Police are investigating a hate crime involving racist language carved into a wooden post at the Copec Falls State Campground. Trooper A.J. Hicks, a spokesman for Troop K, said February 19th, and I quote, "We've investigated numerous leads," end quote. The hateful messages was carved in the post in mid-November, according to troopers. Investigators have interviewed numerous people who were at the Taconic State Park campgrounds on Route 344 along the state line with Massachusetts and Connecticut between November 13th and 15th. Hicks said investigators are looking for people who may have been at the campground that weekend. There are no cameras at the park, so investigators are pursuing additional leads by interviewing people who were there. The campground has 106 campsites and 18 cabins. Anyone who may have information or believe they can help are asked to call the state police at Livingston at 518-853-2893. Callers should say they are calling about case number 993-9088. And you can read the full story in the Times Union. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
Like some semen, yeah. been feeling like a dope fiend. He say I'm not a killer, then but don't know me. My OG told me put in work when I was 14. Going down, I never roll, oh, oh, oh. Going down, I never roll, oh, oh, oh. Going down, I never roll. Slimmer and slimmer. Pray to God that I forget. Try my best not remember. It's a cold, cold world, and I was born in December. I'm forever stepping forward, you know I'm one of the members. They try to tax us as a side, and we start going and get them. Really show me what it was, I probably never forget you. Start having what you ain't had, and they'll look at you different. But it don't matter, I'm in my bag, it's getting bigger and bigger. Now the Range Rover Clash Sport and stamps on my passport. Never know what tripping, I got everything I asked for. Young and out here robbing, I try to tell that nigga to mask up. We get all the bags around the way, niggas can't gas us. I ain't really got too much to say, but fuck the task force. Keep minding my business, hold my weight and run my cash up. Sometimes I just ride around with my stick inside my lamb truck. Everywhere I go, somebody put me on a camera. I just got the Range Rover with some 4Gs. Sipping, sipping, feeling like a dope fiend. He say I'm not a killer, then but don't know me. My OG told me put in work when I was 14. Going down, I never roll, oh, oh, oh. Going down, I never roll, oh, oh, oh. Going down, I never roll, oh, oh, oh. I'm going down, I never roll, oh, roll, oh, roll, oh. A big body with some 4Giottos. A dope fiend. When I was 14, oh, now, oh, oh, hey, hey, I never roll, oh, oh, I never roll, oh, hey, roll, oh,
you were just listening to Narrow Road by Enerly Choppa featuring Lil Baby. I think that song was immaculate.
Mm-mm.
It was great.
Well, isn't it only great because that's one of your celebrity crushes?
Honestly, I had a crush on him before I started listening to his music. So that doesn't really count.
How?
I figured out that his music was good after.
But still, you're probably only saying it's great because that's one of your celebrity crushes.
No, his voice is honestly really nice. Please. But yeah.
Says a girl who's obsessed with Enerly Choppa and a couple of these other artists.
But, so, he just has the type of voice that I just want to listen to. It's just a nice voice. And he goofs around a lot, so that's a plus.
Mm. As of right now, I'm going to expose her. And I'm going to tell you, every artist that we're going to play, majority is one of her celebrity crushes. And it's surprising, because she has a lot of them.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah, yeah. I'm putting her on blast.
She does.
I'm putting her on blast.
No, honestly, I do. Yeah. And it's most of the time, it's because of the music.
Yeah. What were you saying before the show started? You could tell with a lot of these artists, same person, different body. So, yes.
No.
Yes.
No. Yep. All right, so they all have the same personalities. Mm-hmm,
yeah. Uh-huh.
But they make different type of music.
You heard her. You heard it yourself. They all have the same type of personality, but they make different music. Like I said, different, same personality, different body. Like,
I mean, does that just mean Amani has like a clear sense of what she wants in a crush?
So. I
you
guess
know?
So.
Knows
I
herself.
So.
Yeah.
Same person, different body, but it's whatever. It's whatever.
I have a question.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you discover your music? Like, I do a lot of listening on Bandcamp.
I feel like I would hear a song and then I was like, okay, I really like that song. Like, say I was in the car with someone and they were to play a song, I would realize that I liked the song and then listen to the song and be like, oh, okay, so this artist has more music, and I just like mainly like start listening to that artist, and yeah, that's usually what happens.
Yeah, so you find it on the radio?
No. Like, say I was in the car with a friend, like,
yeah, like YouTube,
like they would be on Bluetooth or something.
Okay.
Yeah, and then they would play a song and I would like it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Shahi?
Oh, I would say for me, TikTok, I guess, because like sometimes you could just be chilling, scrolling through TikTok, hear a little sound. Mm-hmm. You're like, oh, I wonder what this what the rest of the sound sounds like, or the rest of the song sounds like.
Right. And who's the other person? I'm sorry, I don't know if we met. Who's the other guy?
Phoebs.
Oh,
on Skype.
Just Phoebs. Okay.
Yeah. Still just me. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I was saying, like, you know, I actually have found that, I mean, the radio feels rarely reliable to find, like, new music. It's like, I feel, like, so blessed if I turn on a stage right here.
I feel like a lot of it is repeats.
Again, shout out WGXC, a place where you can find that. If you love hearing independent music, think about supporting WGXC. YouTube has actually become a useful, accessible tool for me to find music. And we build a lot of our playlists for the show on YouTube. That's kind of a starting point where we'll do stuff, but.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So before we get into our next song, I just wanted to, say something real quick. I want to say that all views and opinions expressed on the Clubhouse Radio are our truth and may not represent the views and opinions of the Clubhouse parent organization of the Mental Health Association of Columbia Green.
Cannot speak for who their celebrity crushes are.
Yeah. Okay. So up next we have a song by another one of her
celebrity crushes.
Oh, no.
That is a I'll put this out there. That is a little bit different from the other one. Just a little bit.
I promise you, no one in the world is like this man. Rest in peace, Pop Smoke.
No cap. Now we will get into the song. You feel me?
Tell you, I'm a thief for the night. I did some wrong, but I'm always right. Said I know how to shoot, and I know how to fight. If I tell you once, I'm tell you twice. I'm real discreet, like a thief in the night. Look, if I call you babe, you babe for the day, or babe for the night. You not my wife. She wanna kill her, so f*** all night. I wanna f*** on a thigh, give me a f*** all night. AP, big rocks, in the hood with the realest. 5K on a dinner, bring 300,000 to the dealer. I did some wrong, but I'm always right. Said I know how to shoot, and I know how to fight. If I tell you once, I'll tell you twice. I'm real discreet, like a thief in the night.
I'm rich, but I'm riding. I'm low on exotic. I'm about to fly out and go get me some. Nothing ain't sweet. All this money on me. 100 racks in the bag. That's 100 bun. Baby OG, I've been running these streets. Got a game from LaShawn on my mama's son. Learned about the triple cross when I was young. And I know I ain't going, so I keep a gun. I flew to Paris just to buy some Dior. She begging for attention. I don't see her. CIP pop. I wish that you can see us. Million cash plus whenever I go real. I got some. In the street won't beat me. I got the industry trying to beat me. I just go Ray Charles, they can't see me. I'm in a Rolls Royce with a Remy.
I did some wrong, but I'm always right. So I know how to shoot, and I know how to fight. If I tell you once, I'll tell you twice. I'm real discreet, like a thief in the night.
Yeah, like a thief in the night. I pull up, give a deep for the night. Trying to f*** in the BSI. We can't f*** up my seats cause they white. I'm living like Thriller, I only come out at the nighttime. She don't f*** with liquor, don't like being tipsy. She don't do the Henny, just white wine. Pop the cork on some new Pinot Grigio. I pull up in the Porsche with a freaking. Park the Porsche and pull up in the Lambo. I hop out Major Payne rocking camo. Then she cute, make a f*** let a man go. Like you shoot, light you up, them Rambo. Cuban link full of rocks, it's a choke. Rest in peace to the pop, make me smoke.
I did some wrong, but I'm always right. So I know how to shoot, and I know how to fight. If I tell you once, I'll tell you twice. I'm real discreet, like a thief in the night.
That was For the Night by Pop Smoke.
That was one of her crushes that I actually like.
Nah.
That basically aren't all the same, but
all of them are valid, please.
Annalise, all right. Pop Smoke is valid.
All right, I'm giving you a little